Well, what is very interesting is the coincidence of being the only person that insists on being testing everyone before meeting him. But again, it turns out that he's the only person who is sick. So that coincidence can only be explained by witchcraft, not science. And you see, the gist of our advice that we gave yesterday, laying the fact that one, the testing centers are concentrated to one of two centers. Secondly, it became costly for the taxpayer to fork out 5 billion Ghanaian shillings at every occasion Gen 7 was going to meet people. So this week and next week, 5 billion for State of the Nation, 5 billion for the budget speech. We don't need that. I am right now doing oversight into the countryside. Schools without basic necessities, without furniture, without toilets, without classrooms. You can't spend that money. So if there is a threat of COVID, then the president can deliver his speech on Zoom. We also advise him and his family that are vulnerable because of age to take a booster dose. So if he's that vulnerable to COVID-19, we advise him to stay home, speak to the people via Zoom, also take a booster dose. So his declaration of COVID infection is a bit suspect. Probably we shall get the truth going forward. But
what
also,
do you mean his declaration of testing positive to COVID is a bit suspect? I don't you believe what the science says?
Only him has seen the science, not any other person. It's not that I don't believe in the science. Why it is suspect is because he's the only person who tests everyone coming close to him. Those coming close to him are not sick, but he's sick. Secondly, it comes at the backdrop of us questioning the wisdom of compulsory testing, which means that they're trying to really play back and make it validate the requirement for testing that we believe is a money-minting project for a few regime operatives.
Some people are suggesting that the specific places where the tests are taken are for security reasons, because these are security implications. Those places, they argue, have been properly equipped to ensure that security is not compromised.
Again, I don't believe that, because we have facilities that have been testing people that are traveling, that have been testing members of parliament before, and they were never questioned. Why are they being questioned now when WHO has declared COVID no longer an international pandemic of emergency nature? They were testing hitherto and there was no problem. So why are they a problem now? I was in audience of the president in the same place 2 years ago, using different labs and hospitals, and there was no problem. So when did it become a security problem? It's just validation of wastage.
So are you saying that opposition lawmakers should forthwith boycott President Museveni's speeches if these amounts of money would have to be spent, or now that he has contracted the disease, he should speak via Zoom only?
It is actually both. His declaration of COVID infection vindicates our position, namely that he can deliver his speech via Zoom, but also that money would be saved. So for the country, it's a double benefit. They will listen to him, but also stay away from him. But also, it brings his assertion into perspective. He knew he had COVID. Why did he move to address people? Why did he have to really go and address people aware that he's sick? Or to declare immediately after his speech? What's his intention?
Are you saying that the president deliberately exposed people who came to the State of the Nation address to COVID?
Exactly. That's my point. Because he declared himself infected immediately after his speech. So why did he have to really subject people to that kind of danger and expose them to possible infection when he was aware that he was infected?